Welcome to the Power Your Life Radio Show with host and success doc, Joanne White. Author, speaker, certified coach, and energy master, Doc White gets to the heart of what matters most. She features guests and experts to help you consciously create more success, health, and wellness in every area of your life, work, and relationships. They'll share their success stories, wisdom, and know-how to help you shine more light onto your day and into your life. Power your life right now. Here's Joanne White.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to Power Your Life wherever you are on the globe. And I was just talking with our guests about the sensitivity that people have around money and the whole emotionality and the impact that money has on so many aspects of our life. And we're in good hands today because we're going to talk about how you can overcome money issues and money blocks to help you be more successful. And I hear some people saying, I don't have any money blocks. Well, something is keeping you from having what you need in terms of financial success. And we're going to tackle that very sensitive subject today with an expert, Yvonne St. Louis, who is a life, spirit, and money coach and also an author. She is certified in polarity and therapeutic touch. And she is also someone who helps people be happier and financially successful through feeling connected and in alignment at their soul level, valuing what's important, which leads to deep satisfaction, feelings of accomplishment, and, of course, handling money issues. Welcome, Yvonne. How are you?
Oh, hi, Joanne. I'm fine. Thank you for inviting me on your show. I'm feeling privileged to be here and to share with you ways that will help the audience,
everyone listening. It's good. So my first question is, why are we so sensitive about money and kind of saying, oh, it doesn't stem from emotion or whatever? Do you know?
Yes, it really touches insecurities. It touches insecurity issues. And when our insecurity is impacted, well, emotionally, we start to have physical sensations that make a person feel anxious, or perhaps the person will spin around in their head trying to find a way to have some peace of mind with money.
Now, you talk about a lot about how money and our relationship with money, Yvonne, is connected to our self-worth, how we feel about ourselves. And can you just expound upon that a little bit for our listeners?
Yes, absolutely I will. I work with human fundamental needs, and there's one need here that comes up, which is the human fundamental need of admiration. And when a person will not have been valued and admired in their full potential by their parents or caretakers, it will have a direct impact on their self-worth. And self-worth is not something that is taught in school or talked about around the kitchen table, and everyone is uniquely responsible to define their unique self-worth. So when this has been unvalidated, and then the potential, the natural gifts and abilities and talents have not been revealed, well, the person will sort of seek externally to measure up to something, to money perhaps, and it could be something else.
You know,
so that's how I relate it. Yes.
Okay, good. And you know, oftentimes many of us growing up receive messages, whether it's from, like you said, our family or caretakers or whatever, or even in school, or maybe even from a friend who says something that is almost like a giveaway remark, and many of us take that to heart, and like you say, it affects our view of ourselves. But what I'm thinking is, okay, so we probably all have had that. I don't know that anybody comes through totally unscathed and it has this perfect, oh, everything they do is so perfect and wonderful. How do we work through that? Because that's an issue, like I said, that I think everybody at some time in their life has to face and say, okay, I can't be a product of all of that past stuff.
Right, right. And it's starting to really, to begin with, I want to make the difference between self-worth and worthiness. A person's worthiness is really impacted when a person does not feel heard or seen or validated. And self-worth is to start to value oneself and to really get into that place where one person's natural talents are easily revealed. For example, if for myself I have the ability of enabling a person to feel connected with themselves and to connect with something bigger, I would say that my ability for helping another person to feel more connected is part of my self-worth. This is part of my natural gift. So for everyone to really start looking at this, what makes them unique in their brilliance? What is so easy and natural for them? I would say start with that and have this validated by a person who believes in you.
So maybe a friend or a partner or somebody who really sees your worth and your value that can kind of mirror that back to you. That's what I'm hearing you say, right?
Yes, I would say yes. Start with that, absolutely.
Now
and start valuing your self-worth.
You know, that's easier said than done, especially when people have received so, you know, many messages to the contrary. What do you recommend as a technique or as a way for people to start valuing themselves? Do you have a technique in mind that you utilize?
Yes, absolutely, I do. I do. To begin with, it is important to start writing, I am capable of, I am good at, and this will take a little bit of time to open up because there are self-judgments that are there, judgments that will limit a person from really starting to value their self-worth. So to start with this and just to allow whatever judgments to be present, to be there. Everyone has this addiction of judgments, of self-judgment, which is the contrary of self-love. So I would say get to the self-judgments, accept those, eliminate them, and then start to identify your strength, your abilities, what is natural for you. And at one point, you will get to a space where something inside has been recorded to the fact that you have lived an experience that says, I'm not worthy of either attention, either love, or either money. And this all holds the same root. So essentially, it's a path that would lead to start to feeling worthy and embracing one's self-worth by embracing higher feelings and not the judgment feelings that trigger the opposite of self-love.
You know, you have something on your website that I looked at that I thought was powerful, and I'm just going to, money is a consequence of planning, actions, and the energy of love, which is everything that you're talking about. Now, you have something, too. You have define your money why. Can you? I thought that was interesting, and I think that our listeners would love to know what that means. What does that mean?
Okay, yes, absolutely. To make money work for you. So many times when we do something, we know the motivation and we know our why. For example, when a person is in business for themselves, everyone will say, well, understand your why so you can have a deeper satisfaction of what you're doing, so you can feel fulfilled at a deeper level. And I say the same thing with money. It is important to have a money vision and to know the why behind why you want money. Is it that you want to provide your children with a better education? Is it that you want to set some money aside to travel? Get to the money why.
You know,
and glue it.
Right.
Value. Yeah.
I think that's so important because people think, okay, well, I want money, but like you say, Yvonne, they're not actually pinpointing, well, what do you want that money for? I always said to colleagues and friends that it would be wonderful if many of the people who are leaders and are really care about the planet and care about one another were the ones that had all this abundant money, because it would be a whole different world if these were the people that were in charge, because there would be more of a level of humanity and understanding that I don't think exists altogether at this point.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love how you are caring and you want to help humanity. I wish that we had so many more people like this. And what happens is that when insecurity is triggered, well, people become scared and ego sets in and they get separated from their sacred abundance, from that root that is the unlimited supply. And
Go ahead.
Yeah, just to finish one point here. When people do not know their why, well, many times I've heard money is not important. Okay, well, money is important to pay bills and to eat and to have a roof over one's head, to have the bare necessities. But if you're not making it work for you, of course you're not going to grant it the importance. And how will it add value to your life? That's the question.
You know, and I think that's really important. You said something, and I want to go back to that because I think that's so valuable and essential. You talked about having money, Yvonne, just a moment ago in terms of sacred abundance. Mm. I love that. I absolutely love that. Can you explore that with us a little bit more?
Oh, sure. Yes, I will. Oh, this brings me into a space of grace. Joanne, I have lived a very difficult moment at one point in my life, and I surrendered to something bigger to heal my life, to guide me, and I surrendered completely, and I wanted to be guided by this, and I was immersed in a state of grace that lasted 2 months, and it was a yearning that I yearned for my entire life, and I understood that soulful love is unlimited. And the sacred abundance is our heritage. So whenever a person, for example, when I want something, I enjoy praying or I enjoy talking to something bigger than me. And I will pass through this channel to ask for what I want and then to prepare the way ahead for me to receive what I want. And this is abundance. Abundance is a concept. There was this one woman who I was in a session with, a consultation session, and she was saying, I'm waiting for abundance to land into my life. And just like said, oh my God, abundance is a concept. It is specific with high feelings, when we value high feelings of grace for love, joy, when we really value the presence of attention and get that richness, when we value love, it's all part of it.
You know, I totally agree with that, and I agree, and I'm very spiritually oriented as well, and I believe that like you say, being successful, being happy, being abundant financially and in the way healthful, you know, in health and in friendship and all that is our birthright. And anything that we've been taught otherwise in my mind doesn't work through all the years of study that I've gone through with prayer, with meditation, with you know, alternative modalities. It all points to that core peace, that sacred abundance, that sacred joy, that sacredness about who we are individually and collectively. So I commend you for kind of hitting that right, you know, bringing that right out, because that's really a core issue. Now, you have some points, and you work with people about their emotional relationship with money, and some of that we've been talking about. And you talk about one of the first things that we need to do is to kind of work with our sense of forgiveness. So can you expand upon that?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. I would say everyone has this block that they grew up with their parents or caretakers, or even were influenced by aunts and uncles or bigger brothers and sisters with how they related to money. And they've linked an emotion or a deeper need to money. And this is passed on as a belief. And so to begin with, one person needs to, I would say, forgive themselves to begin with, and also to forgive the other person with the false belief or their belief that worked perfectly for them at that time, which had a very good positive intention, but today no longer works. So this needs to be released and transformed with a belief that is going to help the person today.
So basically what you're saying is that we need to forgive ourselves and those people who have helped us create these limiting thoughts about money and about abundance. Like one of them is money is evil and money only does harmful, you know, those kinds of things that they get ingrained in our minds and in our hearts, and we live it, and then we're living that out.
We are, exactly. So it's to come clear of this.
Yes. Now, you also talk about improving one's relationship with money in terms of creating boundaries. Now, what kind of boundaries, you know, and I think boundaries are important in relationships, but what are you referring to specifically with boundaries when it comes to finances?
Okay, for example, a person that is in business for themselves, they may feel very uncomfortable about discussing money with their clients. So they will not be natural about talking about money. So if a person has this false belief that money is not important, and they do not know how to set a price to the value of the service that they offer to the other person, they will have difficulty with this. This will be difficult. They will be challenged with boundaries and how much time to give, where it stops, and
so yeah, what do you recommend?
Then again, with this, it would be to allow a person to get clear on limits and boundaries, and it would be to really get to that space where they allow themselves and give themselves permission to make more money and not just settle for the fact of settling, which causes eventually resentment. Just like in relationships, same thing applies.
So I was thinking in terms of boundaries that you mean. I mean, I know that I don't discuss my finances with people, because that's a boundary that I don't think is appropriate. Like, I'll have a family member ask me, well, certain things, and I don't agree that I need to share that. I don't think that's apropos. I don't ask that person those questions. So is that what you mean by boundary a little bit? Like not sharing about your financial or your money beliefs, especially with someone whose beliefs are maybe more negative or contrary or going to contradict yours. I'm kind of trying to understand that a little more.
Oh, I would say being intimate with a person that is open-hearted is very important, and setting limits and really putting boundaries with a person that is not open-hearted, that has a lot of false beliefs or does a lot of projections. Yes, absolutely. This requires boundaries. But, you know, when a person is closed-hearted, there would be some sort of an energy pull where we will sense this. For example, if a person is rendering a service to another person and is coming from an insecurity, either affectionate for attention or financial for money, this needs to be sensed. There's a boundary that needs to be set.
And is that a boundary that you set verbally or unconsciously? I mean, does it matter if you just have that in your head, Yvonne, and you say, okay, this is something that I'm not going here. I'm not going to discuss this or whatever with that person. Is that okay? Is that enough?
Well, I would say that take it one step further and really own it in your energy and be firm with this. And if the person is not one to encourage you, well, to set a very firm boundary and limit and be with another person that is supportive. So to choose who you are intimate with. And I understand that for some people, talking about how they feel, their emotions, their feelings is only with one person, and this is fine. And also with money, also this is something very intimate for people.
Right.
It is. And I understand that when I do coaching on money issues with a person, I understand how vulnerable a person is to be transparent. This is who I am. But take all the money away. A person's self-worth will be very valuable with money or without money. So money, coming to terms with money and having that relationship, that emotional relationship with money, to make it work for you in a way that feels comfortable, I would say is important.
I think it's very important. And you know, something else, you and I both do a lot of coaching, both for personal and spiritual and business. And I know that you've experienced this as I have. People will not, especially when they're in business, okay, it's time to set a fee, it's time to set some kind of schedule, even in terms of when people are going to pay you or how people are going to pay you and what, you know, what you're going to charge for your services. This gets really complicated with a lot of people because, again, I think it gets back to your core issue, that whole sense of self-worth. Can you elaborate on that somewhat?
Yes, absolutely. There's a way of transforming this to a conversation that is similar. I recall my mentor now who was saying it should be as natural as saying, pass the salt.
You know, I remember years ago when I was doing healing circles, because I do a lot of different energy work, and the first time I did a circle, it was, you know, I had to ask, people would come into the room and sign up, and I had to ask them right there for money, like no negotiation or whatever. And initially, it was very, I wouldn't say difficult, but I felt a bit of discomfort with it. And then it got to a point where I was doing that, you know, I was doing these healing circles, Yvonne, that it was just, okay, folks, it's time to, you know, and it got to be very, very natural. So maybe there's also some practice involved too. What do you think?
There's practice, and there is also the fact that money is an exchange. So when you trade value for exchange, it's an exchange. For example, when you take a taxi and you go for 10 kilometers, well, you will give money because you have gotten what you wanted, which was to go from point A to point B, and naturally money is exchanged as a trade.
And you know what? I think that's important because we forget that. We're doing something and we forget that what we're doing, and again, it still gets back to everything that you said in the beginning in terms of our self-worth, because we have to value what we're doing and the benefit that it has for the people that we're serving.
That's a very good point, absolutely.
So, Yvonne, you also do, so tell us a little bit about how you work with someone to get them out of this money funk, I'll call it, this money web of, you know, because that's one of the core things that you do. How do people, we mentioned some things, we have a few minutes, how else do you work with people to help them remove their money block?
Okay, how to remove a money block, it's to see where this that silent agreement that was taken, how old was the person when the person took it, and then from then to go to forgiveness. Now, another powerful exercise, and I've just done this one here with a person that I'm working with, a woman, and it is to be in alignment with one's life values and matching them with money values. So the person can spend consciously, save consciously, and create consciously. And it brings it right back to their vision. Now, this person, she wanted to have a specific lifestyle, so her values were matched to the lifestyle that she wanted to have. And I know that the actions that she will take, she will feel satisfied at a very deep level.
So, and this is something that I love to talk about too, alignment, being in alignment with your values, because I know for a fact that if we're not, it can even cause sickness and all kinds of issues that we're, because we're just not being in sync, I would say, with who we truly are. Our values are about who, you know, or who we truly are and what we believe. Yvonne, before we go to how people can access you, find out more about your books and your coaching and be more successful financially, what would you like to leave our listeners with?
With a saying or with a link?
No, just some statement about how what you want them to walk away with from our interview today. Something to add to what we've been talking about.
Oh, it's to say, I am important, and my space in this world matters, and it counts that I participate in a way that I am meant to participate, and to feel accomplished at the end of the day, regardless of what happened, and just to surrender into the heart's intelligence of knowing exactly where you are going and that you are always worthy of being guided in every experience that you live. So just to connect in with that.
Wonderful. I love it. So now, how can people get a hold of Yvonne St. Louis, look at some of your books, be able to access that, and find out more about you?
It's very simple. My website is YvonneSaintLouis.com. And if you put /gift, there is a gift that will help you just to bring the sacredness back into your moment.
Oh, tell us about the gift a little bit.
Oh, okay. This is just a little 10, 15 minutes pause that is... that talks about grace, how grace is a human fundamental need, and just a way to quickly get into grace. So it's about 15 minutes, and it will bring you right back into your heart, and your breathing will calm down, you will have peace of mind, and you will be in gratitude.
Wonderful. So tell people where they can get a hold of this free gift. You know what? I was on your website and I didn't get that. So I got to go back and do that.
Oh, yes. It's Yvonne, YvonneSt-Louis.com/gift.
And what's up next for Yvonne? Anything else in the horizon for us?
Anything else in the horizon? Yes, I'm starting to, locally, people are wanting to interview me with regards to my book, The Pure Intentions of My Heart, Edging Out Ego, which is a book to help readers to listen to their hearts.
I love it. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Yvonne, and I wish you the best of success. And that's a great, I love that title for that book, so that's wonderful. I can't wait to see it. And remember, folks, to visit Yvonne's website, get that free gift. And again, Yvonne, thanks so much for all that you've shared with us today, and have a blessed day.
Thank you, Joanne. I would like to add something. If someone in the audience, if you would like to have a consultation with me, the first consultation is always complimentary.
Wonderful. Thanks again. Have a blessed day.
Thank you, Joanne. You too.
Thanks. So Yvonne was talking about your self-worth and feeling empowered, not only with respect to money, but allowing that feeling of worthiness and empowerment to enter in your relationship with money. And don't forget to go to Yvonne's website and get that free gift that will connect you to your heart, which I think is very, very important, because I think that I've done a lot of research with the heart, and I think that the heart really does lead the way in so many different ways. And also remember that you have incredible gifts, incredible abilities within yourself, and if you haven't accessed those abilities or explored them, do so, because those are gifts. Those are your innate gifts that you've been given, and I believe in my heart that those gifts are here for you to bring forth into the world, to share, and to help create a better world with that. So remember that. Remember that you have the ability to power your life in so many different arenas, in so many different directions. If you want to contact me, you can go to joanne@docwhite.org, or go to my website, docwhite.org, and take a look at the upcoming shows, TV and radio, some of the free articles and gifts that we have on the website. And next week, we are going to talk about something entirely different. That's October 7th at noon with Charlie and Tracy Vega, who are going to talk about self-defense for women and children, so that you, wherever you are, can walk outside, be outside without fear, and be able to defend yourself no matter what. And it's not about really being violent. It's about bringing forth that sense of confidence so that you don't have to feel, well, I can't do this or whatever. You don't have to feel any sort of limitation. That's next Wednesday, October 7th, noon Eastern. And if you missed any part of this show, you can go to my website, docwhite.org, and look up radio shows or in the archives, or you can go to Blog Talk Radio. And also, don't forget to go to Yvonne Louise's website and find out all the wonderful things that she has to offer. Thanks so much for being here, being with us today, and thanks for being who you are. I believe each and every one of you have an incredible gift and talent, and I can't wait to experience it. Have a blessed day, and thanks again for being here.
You've been listening to the Power Your Life radio show with host and author Dr. Joanne White. Listen often and spread the word about the upbeat show to enrich you and grow your life in the direction you desire. Listen again and again, and visit docwhite.org for more information and find out how Dr. Joanne can benefit you. Thank you for sharing your day with us, and stay tuned for more exciting guests and events to come.